The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. Among the more expensive and certainly the most relaxing of pastimes is the institution of the Caribbean cruise. We have chartered for you one of the happiest, smoothest, most relaxing of ships. Everything special, everything happy, everything exciting and romantic, and just for you. Doesn't it sound enticing? No wonder people rush to get away from it all. Most people, not quite all, as this story will bear out.
Let's hurry and try to catch up to them, Sam.
Why?
So I can make certain.
Of what?
You may think I'm crazy, but that's not the same man.
You're right, Millie. I think you're crazy.
Our mystery drama, A Matter of Custom, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Ian Martin and stars Mary Jane Higby and Cork Benson. It is sponsored in part by X-Lax and True Value Hardware Stores. I'll be back shortly with Act One. A world tour in miniature. Eight ports of call, each rich in national identity. Haiti, Jamaica, Aruba, Venezuela, Grenada. Forgive me. You caught me leafing through the travel brochures again. I'm beginning to get the wanderlust myself. I mean, just listen. The most gorgeous white beaches in the world. Elegance, entertainment, gourmet food, everything at your fingertips. What else could anyone do but relax and forget that the world is too much with us? But then, as you'll see, it takes all kinds of people.
Millie, come on. The cab's downstairs already.
In a minute, Sam.
You know planes don't wait. What are you doing?
I'm just making sure the windows were closed and the lights are all off.
Oh, I already did that.
Oh, you. Who could trust you? I'll just double-check the living room and the dining room.
Millie, I got the elevator waiting.
So he can wait. Uh-huh. You see, you forgot in the dining room.
What?
One of the window handles wasn't closed all the way.
She looks like an angel and she acts like a snoop.
That's your little wife. But what would you do without her, Sam?
If you don't get a move on, Millie, you will be without me.
You got everything.
Why else would you put up with me for 35 years?
I wonder I did. Got tickets?
Yes.
The passport?
We don't need them, but yes.
Credit cards? A traveler's check?
Yes. I've got them all.
Your glasses?
They're right in my pocket.
The extra ones?
I put some in the big bag.
Just one more thing.
What, Millie?
Just this shopping bag.
Millie, you can't take anything else. We're overweight already. What's in there?
My detective novels.
You know something? You should have been the first lady cop. Eagle Eye Millie. If I was a crook and you were around, I'd take the pledge.
Oh, you're just buttering me up. But if I had the chance...
Well, I'll give you one right now.
What?
One last chance to get going, or we're going to miss the boat.
Will you move it, Howie? We got to get out to the airport.
What's the hurry, Wanda? I ain't all the way awake yet. 5 a.m.
It's a charter flight. We got to get there early to get good seats. Look, once you get to the boat, you can sleep all you want.
If I can sleep for running scared over this deal you got me in.
Listen, it's the best break you ever had in your life.
Who says?
Me. You weren't doing so hot on your own.
At least I was clean.
Yeah, that's only because you were clean that they wanted you. That's why I could get you the break with the organization. Look, now, can we get this show on the road and you out of the bathroom?
Okay, okay. You get the elevator and I'll get the bags out on the landing.
I'll help. I got my own cosmetic bag. Give me a sling bag.
That's all I can take ashore, huh?
It's got everything you need. Overnight stuff, change, your razor to shave the beard off. You got your old passport with the right picture?
Don't worry. It's my key back home. Unless...
What do you mean, unless?
Suppose the big man, suppose Louis Marino decides he'd feel more secure the less people know he's back in the U.S. of A. Suppose he took a notion to waste me.
Oh, Louis wouldn't do that.
Wish I was so sure.
You can be. On account of the old days.
What old days? Hey, wait a minute. Exactly how close were you in the old days with him you could be so sure?
Close enough, Howie. But it was family.
Yeah, I don't like that family business.
Howie, nobody but Tony Fats and maybe Artie the pawnbroker know. But look, just to set your mind at rest.
Set my mind at rest, if you can. What's Louis Marino to you then or now?
He's my brother, Howie.
Hmm?
That's practically the only reason I got you into this.
Practically? What other reason?
I'll tell you that after we get on the boat. May I see your tickets, please?
The guy already took them.
I just wanted to look at the folder to get your seat number, sir. That's row 8, C and D. The two aisle seats, 8 rows back.
Hey, wait a minute. We don't get to sit together?
I'm sorry, sir. You're quite late. Just 6 more passengers and we'll be taking off. They all have aisle seats, too.
Look, I don't like the idea of sitting without...
Come on, Howie. Don't start a fuss.
Yeah, but the, listen...
Howie, let's go.
Okay, Wanda.
You take the one on the left. I'll take the one on the right.
I'll put your bag under the seat, huh? You want to handle your coat?
No. Come on, we're blocking the aisle.
Yeah, sure. Ew, is this the... This shopping bag here under the seat, ma'am, is it yours?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Is it in your way?
Well, I would like to get rid of this here bag of mine.
Oh, well, maybe we could put mine up above.
You, what's in it?
Books. Detective stories.
Oh. I don't think they'd let you put anything heavy up there.
Oh, dear. What's in your bag? I mean, is it heavy?
Oh, well, too heavy, I guess, for... I'm sorry. Just give me a second. Oh, may I shove mine alongside you?
Oh, here, let me help.
Oh, okay.
I knocked your dark glasses off.
Oh, it's all right, Mama.
Oh, dear.
Why don't you go on past me? I'm going to have to look on the floor for my glasses.
Oh, let me help you.
What happened, Millie?
Oh, this gentleman dropped his glasses, Sam. Oh, wait a minute, I have them. I didn't know you were short-sighted. I'm so sorry.
Huh? You short-sighted? Oh, yeah. That's why I have to wear the glasses. Weak eyes.
Well, now, you'd never know it to look at them.
Yeah, well. Just give my coat off.
You all right, Howie?
I've got some nosy old dame here wants to talk my ear off.
My guy next to me doesn't speak English. Want to trade?
It could be safer. Why not?
Mind if I join you?
Well, there was a gentleman who was...
That's my husband.
Oh, dear, I hope he isn't mad at me.
Why?
I'm afraid I knocked his glasses off. My mistake.
Oh, no, it isn't. I just forgot he always likes to sit where his left hand is free.
Uh-huh.
He's left-handed, in case he wants to write.
He's a writer?
Mm.
Well, now, isn't that interesting? With his left hand, too. What books has he written? Have you...
I don't think he'd want to talk about that. You see, he's on the cruise to get away from all that.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome aboard Flight 854. Your pilot is Captain Turner, and I am Kathy, your chief hostess. We're about to taxi to the takeoff circle, so we must ask you to put out all cigarettes, bring your chairs to the upright position, and fasten your seatbelts.
Such a nice cabin, isn't it, Sam?
You say that again. Particularly under the circumstances.
You mean because we got an outside room instead of inside?
I think we got somebody else's cabin.
Oh, so don't make waves.
particularly on an ocean voyage. Oh, look. We have a porthole and all.
Yeah, I know.
We'll have to write the tour people and thank them. We got such nice treatment. Oh, and that reminds me.
What reminds you what?
You know the fellow I knocked the glasses off of, who wouldn't sit with me on the plane but sent his wife to sit?
Yeah, I remember him some.
His wife lied about him.
How? What way?
Remember, she said he was left-handed. Well, he wasn't. Left-handed, that is.
Who?
The man whose wife sat next to us on the plane and never said her name.
I'm lost.
You don't listen. The man's wife said he wanted to have his left hand free because he was a writer.
Yeah, well, if you say so.
So how come when we came aboard with all the things to sign and all, he signed writing?
Millie, I don't know. Maybe the guy is Amber something or other. Are we on a holiday, or aren't we?
You know we are, precious. 35-year anniversary.
Sure. So we'll concentrate on that. And count our blessings.
And we have more than enough. This wonderful cabin on top of it all. Except I do feel a little guilty. Maybe we're doing somebody else out of what they should have.
Well, if we are, we'll soon find out. Meantime, like you said, why should we make waves?
What kind of lousy closet is this?
I don't know, Howie.
Were we supposed to have an inside stateroom?
Not the way I heard it, but...
So why do we have to take a run around here?
What are you doing?
I'm phoning that jerk who said he was the purser. I want to know what
don't
the
do
idea...
it.
What are you talking about? Obviously, there's been a mix-up in cabin assignments. I'm going to get it straightened out right now.
If I was you, Howie, I wouldn't.
Why not?
Under the circumstances, I figure the last thing we want to do is attract attention.
Yes. Some gay little trip this is going to be. And how you figure Louis is... Who's aboard? The CIA? So, how would the man himself feel about this pint-sized hot box?
That's his worry when his time comes. Right now, ours is to stay real low-key.
We remind you that today is not a tender day. You may debark straight to the dock. If you're not going on the tour, La Guayca itself is...
You have a glass, dear?
I don't need
it. You better take them. Where are they?
Millie, I can't keep on going through with this. I got to admit, I broke them. And I sat on them in the plane.
Oh, why'd you turn off what they're telling us?
Well, I'm tired of being told. I'd like to move around by myself.
Well, you won't get far without your glasses. What's wrong with your extra pair?
Well, I must have forgotten to put them in.
Oh, I should have known. Everything I have to do for you, Haiti... Jamaica, Aruba, you didn't really see them?
Who had much chance? The boat was so late.
Well, you could have looked.
Now, come on. Let's see if I can't get my glasses fixed in Venezuela.
Okay, Wanda, this is it.
Howie, you don't have to sound like a movie before the big attack.
Yeah, why not? Maybe I won't come back either.
Oh, come on. Out of this, you and me are going to buy the whole future.
For a lousy $1,000 they're paying to take this cruise?
No. For a little deal I set up when we hit Caracas. A deal that's going to put us on Easy Street.
You're not setting up some kind of double cross.
No, Howie. My brother Louis will get his chance to sneak into the States, thanks to us. But just as long as we're playing outside the law, I'm going all the way. This is our chance to make a stake for the rest of our life.
Oh.
Well, that's something you never have to know. Just do as I tell you, except for one thing.
What's that?
When the switch is made, you and Louis are going to exchange clothes. Also, sling bags. You just let me handle the bags.
Why?
Because, honey, you leave me alone and the future is ours.
As I said, it takes all kinds of people to make a world. The right ones and the wrong ones. It's obvious enough who are the wrong ones in our story, and by the same token, who are the right ones. But except for the fact they are cruising on the same ship, how could a simple couple like Sam and Millie Gorman affect Howie and Wanda's plans? I shall return shortly with Act Two. The travel folder says of the port of La Guaira, deep enough into Venezuela to capture the wild and wonderful flavors of the South American continent of contrasts. Enchanted forests, the glittering excitement of silver and glass shopping bazaars. That's for the tourists. But for our story, there is a quiet stroll along the waterfront, then a sudden cut away from the water, deep into the narrow streets of the old town, back to the foot of the mountains, and into a cantina. Later, as evening gathers, they return. A bearded man with a sling bag and a blonde girl in a halter, slacks, and a large summer hat.
Look, Sam. Look.
What, Millie?
What's ahead of us? The mystery man and his mom.
Who?
Well, you know, on the plane. And I told you they were right across the hall from us on the ship.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In the inside cabin.
Let's catch up and talk to them.
Why?
I don't know. There's something about him that, you know, intrigues me.
Oh, fine. Well, there's something about him that turns me off.
What?
I think we have his cabin and he has ours. And I don't want to get into some Brannigan about making a change.
Oh, don't be silly. We can't be. If we were, he would have complained.
Well?
On the other hand, why hasn't he?
What?
Complained.
About what?
About us being in his cabin, if we are.
Well, I thought you said we're not.
I did, but if we are, why hasn't he?
Why hasn't he what?
Complained.
Maybe I missed something.
Maybe we both did. Oh, it's very mysterious.
What is?
Why does he keep to himself so much with his sexy wife?
Maybe you just said it.
No, I mean, you go on a cruise for fun. Why don't they mingle?
You said he had a heart condition.
Oh, I didn't. His wife did.
Well, does it matter who said it? He's got the condition. Maybe he wants to rest.
This is the very first time he's been ashore. It's funny. Take a good look at her and him.
I'm looking.
You see anything interesting? Look at his shirt, the shoulders. Material's too loose. That shirt doesn't fit him. And the hat? Why, it's too big. It sits right down on his ears. It didn't this morning.
Maybe he had a haircut.
He couldn't. You know it was a feast day. The shops were all closed. Come on. Let's hurry and try to catch him, huh?
What for?
So I can make certain.
Of what?
Of what I'm seeing. He has the same clothes and a beard and dark glasses as the man that left the ship with her this morning. But...
But what?
Well, you may think I'm crazy, but that's not the same man.
What's your hurry, Wanda? Take it easy. Play it cool.
Nosy little dame.
What?
Don't look around. It's Mrs. Gorman. They're the ones, I think, got our cabin. The door's right opposite us.
So?
So? She's one of those little dames got to be friends with everyone. She caught Howie and me leaving this morning.
What do you mean, caught?
Well, we both came out of our cabin at the same time. And she wanted to know, were we going to Caracas on the bus tour?
So you told her no?
Yeah. I said Howie had a cold and it had given him laryngitis-like. But we've been holed up for nearly 5 days and I didn't want anybody to hear his voice again. You know, just in case.
Hey, you're a smart kid, sister.
Just the same, let's keep away from this snoop. Here's a gangplank. Let's get on board.
You're sure it's all this easy to get back on board?
Sure. You go ahead. All we do is hang our landing tags on a bulletin board.
Watch your step, sir.
Oh, what?
Tide is up. The end of the boarding ladder is riding high. Please step down.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Have a nice time ashore?
Oh, yes, thanks.
Nothing like change, is there?
What?
From ship to shore. One comes back a new man, huh?
More like a new woman.
Madam could not be improved upon.
Hey,
come on, let's get down to the cabin.
Oh, yeah.
He's kind of cute.
Who is he?
The cruise director. Here come the Gormans. Come on. Let's catch the elevator.
Why'd you have to race me like that, Millie?
I told you, Sam, I wanted to catch up with Mr. and Mrs. Rivers. Oh, dear.
What is it?
They just went down in the elevator. Maybe if we took the stairs in a hurry.
Now, listen, Millie. That's enough of it. I'm not going to let you badger people just because of a hobby.
I wasn't going to badger them. I just wanted to see if I guessed right.
Was it our sexy shipboard neighbor suddenly changed partners in the middle of the dance?
Yes.
Oh, that's ridiculous. You don't stop reading those detective novels and those spy stories.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sam. It's just a game.
You don't really believe that's another man.
No. But wouldn't it be fun if it was? And we were the only ones to spot it?
Hey, you better lock that.
All right, Louis. Give me your bag. I'll unpack it.
Well, I'll do it myself.
Oh, come on. I know where to put things away.
I'll find my own places. I like to handle my personal things.
Okay.
Oh, you and Howie stayed here in this hole the first 5 days?
Yeah, well, Howie stayed out of sight. I circulated a little.
Well, how about meals?
Well, breakfast you can get in the cabin. Lunch is easy, mostly buffet. Dinner's chancy. Some open sittings or buffets, but you're supposed to have a regular table at early or late sittings.
Do we have one?
No, not yet. You see, there's always a midnight buffet, so eating's no problem.
We don't want to be too different from anyone else. How'd you manage that so far?
Well, like Howie wasn't all that well, we said. He had a heart condition.
Oh, great. Because the way it is, I can hole up here, see nobody, mind my own business till I get home.
Yeah, well, we get to St. Thomas, we got to pass immigration.
Well, we'll sweat that out when we get there.
And Fort Everglades is customs.
That's a breeze. We ain't buying nothing.
Well, yeah. It could be safer if we had a few things to declare.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you can have your shopping spree in St. Thomas. The other islands, at least they right here on board. Take no chances.
Okay.
So the way things stand, no problems. Yeah. Maybe I'll take a little shut-eye.
Here, let me get that bag out of your way.
It ain't in my way. What's the big deal?
I just wanted to...
When I get ready to unpack the bag, I'll do it. Any objections?
No, Louis. No. None.
So go ahead. Enjoy yourself. Maybe you ought to be seen around. I don't need you. All I need is to get back home. Then you're going to see waves when I really start to rock the boat.
You don't want to play bingo tonight?
Yeah, I'd rather play Joker 7.
Hmm. The game or the girl who deals it?
That's the name of the game.
Ah, you old goat. She's young enough to be your grandchild.
What pleases me most is she isn't.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Sam.
And so should you. The way you've been going on about our shipmates across the corridor.
Oh, I'm just having a little fun. Doesn't mean anything.
It's just like me. Having a little fun, it doesn't mean a thing.
All right, Sam. You've made your point. I'm going to leave them alone from now on.
That's great. We've made too many good friends on the cruise to pay any attention to two people who choose to be on their own.
It's such a pity, though, the poor man is sick. Though, it is sort of the classic thing to do if you're up to any hijinks.
What are you talking about?
Well, in detective stories, you always have to look out for anyone who's sick or in a wheelchair or is supposed to have been in a coma ever since...
Oh, for Pete's sake, Millie, don't start up again. Are you dressed?
Yes, I am.
Well, then, come on, let's get upstairs or topside or whatever they call it and dance.
Yes, Sam.
And you're going to forget that Mr. and Mrs. Rivers and forget they ever existed, right?
Right, darling. I was acting silly. Come on, let's go dance.
After you, m'lady.
Thank you, your earlship. I'm sorry. Oh, Mr. Rivers. Mm. Oh, dear, I've knocked your glasses off again.
Oh, that's all right.
What's happened to your voice?
Midley.
I got a little cold from the laryngitis.
Oh.
Yeah, well, here are your glasses, Mr. Rivers.
Yeah, thanks. I was just looking out to see if the air conditioning is... You got some in your cabin?
Oh, yes. You don't? And you're not well?
Mm.
Oh, now, if there's anything
we can do... No, it's all right. Maybe it's just I get claustrophobia. Yeah, I'm sure Oz will come on again.
Who are you talking to?
The nose from across the hall.
That woman. She could be dangerous.
Oh, I don't think so. She's just a silly dame. But you... You're something else.
What do you mean?
You were real anxious to unpack my bag. The bag I switched with Howie, weren't you?
Well, I just thought I could do
Baby,
something.
Baby, you've done plenty. I'm what's getting smuggled into the United States. You out of your mind to try to get this past customs, too?
Millie, what is it? I thought we were going dancing. What do you want to come up here on deck?
Now, just don't say anything so we can get rid of all of them. Over there, Dr. Wayne.
What is it?
Now, you've got to forgive me, Sam. The voice is one thing. Maybe he could have laryngitis. But the eyes. The man on the plane, they were light brown. This man, they're dark. And I don't know, piercing, mean, cruel. They give me the shivers.
What are you talking about?
Mr. Rivers. Only it isn't Mr. Rivers. It's someone else. Just like I said when he came on the boat. Why? What are they up to? Oh, Sam, I'm scared. I'm really scared.
Now, here is an adventure not listed in the advertising brochure and not planned for the cruise. Something very far from peace and serenity and relaxation. And with an underlying threat of a danger Millie Gorman, the amateur detective, could not even dream of. A danger that may be heightened because a desperate man is facing another threat to his security. This one posed by his sister Wanda. I'll return shortly with Act 3. An Italian phrase, dolce far niente, which means literally delightful idleness, and by projection, a never-never land, a special world apart, the kind of dreaming, delightful peace a cruise is supposed to create, but which on this one has been rudely broken by two threats. Let's return first to the one posed in that stuffy little inside cabin from which a notorious expatriate hopes to engineer his illegal return to the States.
I didn't want you to find out about that, Louis. I figured it as a stake for both of us.
You figured it as a stake for you, you two-time and little...
No, Louis, wait. Listen to me.
What could you sell me if it hadn't been for that interfering woman across the corridor? I'd have gotten somewhere and dumped her. Sunk overboard.
Are you crazy? There's $1 million in that package. Listen, my life won't be worth a nickel if I don't bring that in.
Your life? What about mine? That's what you're being paid to worry about.
I'm living up to what I promised to do. Listen, it wasn't my idea. Someone, the syndicate figured as long as we had this set up, there was a whole kilo of Big H waiting for transport, so... I got elected.
Who do you think you're kidding, baby sister? Someone offered you a deal, bankrolled this. I want his name.
Oh, Johnny Fats.
That figures. Where'd he get the dough to buy this package?
I don't know. Honest, I don't.
That figures, too. Well, someone's going to be out a bundle.
What do you mean?
You kidding? First chance I get, I'm dumping this over the side.
You sure that's smart?
All I care about is getting in, Wanda. Once I'm back, though, means nothing. And I don't want something like this to mess up my chances of coming home.
It could mean more than you think.
How?
You've been away a lot of years, Louis. Some of the boys ain't so anxious to see you back. So it's a little insurance in case things don't go all your way and you have to get out again.
Well, maybe you got something. Anyways, we got some time to think it over. Now, I'll tell you what I'll do, Willie. Tomorrow, when we get to Trinidad and go ashore, I'll have my glasses fixed. And then, as soon as I get a chance, I'll have a close look at Mr. Rivers.
And supposing you don't agree with me?
Well, then I want you to promise to stop playing detective and do what we took this cruise for. Enjoy yourself.
But I am enjoying myself.
Okay. So let's say you're right, Millie. Well, what are you going to do about it? Go to the purser or the captain? Say we got a stowaway aboard?
Yes, or something like that.
Well, he isn't, actually. I mean, his passage is paid for. He's like a substitute.
But why?
Honey, I don't care. And neither should you.
But he might be some kind of criminal.
Oh, that's just what I mean. If he is, I don't want you getting mixed up.
No, I got no right to be risking your happiness. We are retired at last. Doing the things we always planned, looking forward to so much more. No, Sam, I'm sorry. I don't care who Mr. Rivers is. I just care who we are. And that we stay that way. I love you.
I've made a career out of it. Never regretted it. I love you, Millie. How'd you figure to get it past the customs?
Well, that was the whole gimmick of setting up Howie as a heart patient.
What do you mean, gimmick?
Well, listen, Louie, a couple of years ago, before I married Howie, I was on one of these cruises, and when it came time to pass through customs, well, you know, it's a big schmear, lugging bags, lifting them, opening them, putting them down. I tell you, it's like a madhouse.
Oh.
So, there was this older guy, and he says, I gotta have a porter or a red cap or something. I'm not allowed to lift anything with my heart condition. So the guy says, wait a minute, I'll get you a stevedore. And along comes this guy with a cart. And the heart man goes straight through. No questions. Nobody looks at his baggage even. So the fellow I was with says, hey, how about that? Anytime you want to smuggle something home free, how's that for an angle?
One time you get a break.
No, Louie. I asked around quite a bit. It happens a lot, no matter where you come from.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. I don't know how long I can take this.
Maybe you'd like to go ashore?
No, why risk it? Yeah, but why not you? Trinidad, huh? I could use some rum, maybe, to forget this sweat bath.
It's better at Barbados.
Barbados is tomorrow. Trinidad is today. Yeah, why don't you go ashore, bring back a bottle?
Millie, what are you doing?
Oh, Sam, I thought you were taking a nap.
Well, I was, but not now. What are you up to?
Oh, nothing.
Millie?
Oh, I couldn't help it, Sam. The cruise is almost over. And except the time we saw her in Trinidad buying some rum, they've never been out of that cabin.
I thought you were going to forget the Rivers.
Well, I try to, but it isn't so easy.
Well, you got me going about them, too. Well, this may be our last chance today.
Yes. St. Thomas is our last island to go ashore.
I wasn't thinking of that so much. Today, everybody has to be in the main lounge for immigration. And now I got my spectacles again. Maybe I'll have a real good look at Mr. Rivers at last.
There they are.
Huh? Who?
The Rivers.
Millie, we've forgotten about them. You promised.
Yes, but you promised the first chance you got with your spectacles, you'd look at them. And they're coming by now. Here's your chance.
But Millie, I declare.
Quiet.
How long is this going to take?
Sis said not too long. You got your papers?
Don't worry. I got everything I need. Yeah, hold my glasses while I check.
You better not keep them off too long. Well, Sam?
Really? It's the same guy who flew down with us on the plane.
Sam, you're lying.
Millie, that's the same guy. It's got nothing to do with us. And that's how it's going to be.
Yes, Sam. 35 years and you've always been right.
I want to protect you.
I know. So you're right, Sam. Who's arguing?
We've all cleared immigration now, and all that remains to do is go through customs, which we'll have to do when we arrive at Fort Everglades, Florida. Now, remember, you may bring in, duty-free, 1 quart of liquor, which you'll no doubt be buying today. Just one word of warning, anybody with a little cache of grass or anything harder, forget it. You might fool the guys who inspect your baggage, but you can't fool Daisy. Who's Daisy? Special Operative K-9. She's a dog. And don't try to bypass her. She knows. She's trained to sniff out the stuff. Well, that's all. Enjoy St. Thomas.
A dog. Who figured on that? Junk. That's really all this is now. We have to ditch it.
Maybe not. How about the rum bottle? We emptied that yet?
Not yet.
We're going to empty it now. Pour it down the sink.
Good rum. Why?
We dry it out. Put the heroin in it. Stopper it tight enough. The dog can't sniff it.
Oh, that's an awful chance.
Not really. We won't be taking it through customs.
What do you mean?
I'll show you after we go ashore. It's about time for me to stretch my legs. And the liquor will be delivered right to the ship. Yeah, thank you.
We better get back.
In no hurry. I gotta find my pigeon.
What are you talking about?
Do me a favor, hon. Go keep that liquor salesman busy while you get us another bottle for the cabin.
Bottle of what?
Anything, just so long as you keep him busy.
I got bourbon, okay?
Couldn't care less. I got what I want. Even more than I expected.
Louis, what is it?
Look there, our neighbors. The nosy lady buying a package of liquor just like us. Come on, Wanda. Now we can go back to the ship.
Just a note for all of those who bought your quota of liquor today. Before we sail for St. Thomas, it'll be placed outside your cabins. Please check and make sure you have it. Now, more about our plan.
Did we check our liquor?
Don't worry. I got in the closet already. I also got rid of our extra bottle.
What extra bottle?
The bottle that doesn't contain liquid. That has the hard stuff.
Heroin?
That's it.
But where?
You gotta keep the brain working every minute, Wanda. I lifted a bottle from the Gorman's package and replaced it with a hot bottle. What better way to bypass the dog and U.S. Customs? And even if we don't, I'm still safe. If they do find the H, it ain't on me.
How could you stash it on our neighbor's duty-free cotton? There's a special tape that seals it.
Easy. While you kept the liquor man busy buying our extra bottle, I filched enough tape to reseal the carton after I made the switch.
How do we get the stuff back?
I checked the manifest. Mr. and Mrs. Sam Gorman, 734 West 72nd Street. Soon as we hit the Big Apple, we make one little detour there to pick it up.
But what do we say?
Just there was a mix-up.
And if they don't buy that?
It's a nice, quiet neighborhood. Anything could happen.
Such a wonderful cruise. Such a wonderful time. But oh, Sam, how good it is to be home.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Well, I could have sworn I double locked the apartment when we left. But I only had to use one key.
Now, Sam, don't start to worry. The moment we're...
Well, who could that be? No one knows where...
I'll get it.
Now, wait a minute.
Now, just let me handle this. Yes?
Oh, hi, Mrs. Gorman. You remember us from the cruise?
Oh, yes. Mr. and Mrs. Rivers, won't you come in? Just for a minute.
You see, there was a mix-up in some of our baggage. You got our liquor package instead of yours.
Really?
Hmm.
I mean, you're sure this one here is yours?
Yeah, I'm sure. And that's what I'm taking away.
Well, now, just a minute. This package has my name on it.
Let's not argue, Mrs. Gorman. This is a gun, and I want what's mine.
And that's what you'll get, Louis. Oh, what? Freeze! Huh? You're covered all over. Six guns. You're a big fish, Mr. Marino, and as long as you picked up the bait, we want to make sure you don't get away.
I know I promised, Sam, but won't you forgive me?
How did you know to call the cops? And how did you do it without me knowing?
Well, while you were checking through customs, I called them. How did I know to? Sam, I just can't help it. I just notice things. The special seal on our liquor package was suddenly on backwards. So I steamed it off to have a look. That's when I knew. How could I tell you? You wouldn't have let me do what I did.
Millie, I'm a retired man. I want to enjoy the quiet I thought I'd earned. Couldn't you?
Yes, Sam. I've had enough kicks. Well, I'm ready to retire, too.
There are now plenty of charges stacked up against Louis Marino through little Mrs. Gorman's sharpness for illegal possession of drugs, smuggling, and any number of other charges to put him away for the rest of his life. I don't know if there's a moral in this, except that maybe if you want to be crooked, don't mess with the innocent. It's only the ones without any larceny in their hearts you can't figure at all. I'll be back shortly. What is generally known as the hedge, except honestly, in this case it isn't. We have brought you a story that might happen on a Caribbean cruise. To the best of our knowledge, it never has, except this once, in imagination. We urge all of you listening to consider that it would never happen on your cruise through that romantic sea and with all the delights the islands can bring you. Our cast included Mary Jane Higby, Court Benson, Joan Copeland, and Leon Janney. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and ARM, Allergy Relief Medicine. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.